Good morning. For today's theme, we're going to call this one, You Are Not the Doer of Seeing. You are not the doer of seeing. So take a nice deep breath and follow it down deep. Follow the breath without engaging any thought of what is appearing. Rest back in reality. And recognize that there truly is no person here that is speaking, and there is no person there that is listening. God, awareness alone is, and there is no second reality. So, I thought first thing for today, let's get empty. Okay. So follow that breath again, follow it in, and then follow it out. Just releasing and letting go. We're getting empty. Follow another breath. And rest in that stillness. Leave everything outside. Leave everything outside that stillness. Leave attachments to any thoughts passing by. Aware of them coming and going if they do come, but releasing them. And leave outside the body and the mind. They are not needed. Leave them outside the stillness. Release them and let them go for now. And leave any desires, any wantings, even a wanting to know God or a wanting to wake up or a wanting this or a wanting that. Leave it outside. Just resting in the stillness and following a breath as it, as one comes in and as it goes out. And as you follow the breath, leave the breath outside. Leave any desires outside. Leave it all and be empty. Stillness is empty. Go. Rest in the emptiness. So last week, we looked deep at the reality. If you are not the body, that you are not the mind, nor do you even have a body or a mind. And came up to the understanding that there is only the one subject, which we call God, consciousness. And that all else are objects, including thoughts, feelings, and sensations. Okay. And we remember as we go along today that we are not the mind, but that which is a witness to it or aware of it. So today we're going to look at how we see the world and how we look at the world. We witness by and through the eyes the seeing of what we call objects, and we witness by feelings, the objects of feelings, emotions, and sensations. So we are a witness and awareness to all that is, all objects. Now, the mind and the eyes are different. And the mind and the eyes are objects. Okay. Remember that one. Now, all objects appear in consciousness as a projection of mind. And consciousness is aware of it all. The objects of thoughts, the objects of feelings, the objects of forms. Even the intellect is an object. They as objects, then they are not reality. For God, awareness alone is. Okay. Now, all of the objects seem very real to us. We're going to take a closer look. We're going to take it slow. We see with the eyes a color. Okay. Most you will recognize as the eyes are looking and seeing, we may be firstly drawn to a color. And then we see the form that the color is with. Okay. Are you with me so far? But it is from that point of seeing form that the mind steps in and determines what the form is or what the label is. Why it is the color that it is. The mind will determine and decide if it is good or bad, big or small, right or wrong, pretty or ugly, worthy of being pursued, worthy of having or unworthy of not having it, deciding not to have it. So the mind, from the moment a form is recognized, the mind determines what that form is and how it is. Okay. So let's try that one out. Take a look around the room and see if your eyes don't land on a color, any place, anywhere. Okay. And then from the color, see the form that it is with. And then stop here. Don't go any further. But do notice if mind is pushing to continue with the adjectives and the descriptions and the definition. Okay? Just be aware of it. It may be doing that, it may not be doing that. But try to recognize the emptiness. Without mind's adjectives and definitions, what is actually there? Color, form. That's all. That's all. Stop there. Right here is where we want to recognize that emptiness. And we want to recognize how that emptiness feels. Okay? We're not taking up the mind's adjectives or definitions or labeling. We're just aware of a color and form. That is all. So again, recognize this emptiness. Recognize the feeling of it. Okay, so at this point, can you see clearly that one lives in their beliefs in separation? And that you're going to continue to see whatever the mind dictates about a form or about an object. Okay. Okay, let's try that one again. So look around the room. First, you'll probably be aware of a color. And then you see the form. Stop. Stop right there. Do not give it to mind. Okay. And recognize again that emptiness, that stillness. Out from which you are looking. Okay? You're empty of words, you're empty of definitions, you're empty of concepts, you're empty of opinions, and you are just being present. So take a breath. So in this field of consciousness, which is emptiness, silence, stillness, in the field of consciousness as the screen, mind is projecting forms or objects. And again, as objects, we are including thoughts and feelings and sensations, as well as what we call a material or a material form. Okay? So at the moment you became aware of just a color and a shape, at the time you became aware, there's nothing there but a blank. It's blank. No definitions, no, nothing there but a blank. Mind is eager to fill in that blank. But at the moment you become aware of them, they are blank, okay? And the form is without comment. It's just a pure blank form. So if this form is picked up and no comments are there, no definitions, okay, no adjectives. If they are not there, then what is the form? Mind might be struggling right now to define that, so that it will know what that form is. But at this moment, it's a blank, just a pure, innocent blank. Now, have you ever wondered how we can say, or how I could say to you, you have never seen a tree? Okay. Worlds rise up within you, but we've never seen a world. The body form rises up into awareness, but you have never seen a body. We have never seen anything at all. What we have seen is what the mind believes, concepts, and opinions are in regard to that outline, that form, regards to that blank, that before mind stepped in, it was a pure, innocent appearance and expression, a pure, innocent expression. Is it a little clear that what we see is the mind's beliefs, the mind's learnings, so to speak, the conditioning, the opinions, the beliefs and the concepts? So, am I really seeing a cup? Am I really, really seeing a cup? Cup with chips on it, perhaps, or a crack, which are just more mind descriptive words. But am I really seeing a cup? Or is it just a form that is being witnessed? Is it just a form that has risen to awareness? Without beliefs, without concepts, without opinions, without any conditioning, am I really seeing a cup? Dive deep here, okay? Let that one settle in. But while that's settling in, remember, only God consciousness is. And it is the only real that is, and it is all that exists. If I do not allow mind to rule, then what is here? Again, the only reality that can be here, and that reality is God. Conscious awareness, yourself. That's all that can be here. Not a book, not a cup, not a bell, not a lamp, not a table, not a chair, not a painting, not a picture, not a frame, not a wall, not a floor, not a ceiling, not stars, moons, planets. Those things are a expression, but they are not the reality that is present. You are the only reality, and you are the only presence. So, as you begin your practice, and as we get started with this, you might well say, "Well, Mary, I still see a cup, or I still see a vase." But let me tell you a story here, okay? There was this goldsmith jeweler. And he was working on making a set. He was making necklaces and bracelets and ring. And he asked his son to go to the safe and bring him some of the gold that was there. So his son goes back to the safe and then comes and says, "Dad, I don't see any gold at all." And Dad says, "Oh my, well, what is there?" And the son says, "I only see bracelets and rings and tiaras, but I don't see any gold." So, the only presence there was the gold. It had been expressed as a bracelet. The only presence here is yourself. And mind expresses as an object. Now, you can see why the boy did not see the gold. Mind stops at the form. The mind cannot go beyond itself. So mind will always stop at form. It will give you a half an hour dissertation on a cup if you let it, but it doesn't go beyond itself, so to speak. But this is how we have learned to see. When you are told only yourself is there, only God is there, and mostly we can say, but I don't see that. I don't see myself there. I see a cup. I don't see God there. I see a vase. But the expression, the essence of the expression is present, just as the gold is present where you see a bracelet. The divine self, the pure self, the reality is present right where you're seeing a cup. The essence is present. You are present as the one. But again, this is how we have learned to see by the mind, by dictionaries and books and teachings and learnings in school. This is an apple. It is red. Woe be unto you if you paint it blue. Mine says that particular form and shape will be red or a greenish tint. But it will not be blue. It will not be purple. Yeah. So mind is allowed to define the world for us. And it does a very poor job of it. In conversation, yes, the words are necessary. But in your deeper understanding, there's no place for them. This is how you walk in two worlds. So mind goes only as far as the form, but not beyond. It does not go to the stillness of the heart and look out from there. Mind only goes to what has been input into it, and it just expresses it back again. Okay. So take a moment and let's try it with the form that we call the body. However that comes to you, let's just recognize color, color and form. But we're seeing from the emptiness and the stillness this time. And remember that any sensations in the body or with the body are also objects. Pain, also an object. Okay. Just remember to be aware of the mind perhaps pushing to be in charge. So again, you are not the doer of seeing. You are that which is witness to and aware of that something that is called seeing. And seeing appears to be happening. Seeing with the heart is different than seeing with the eyes. Okay. So in this seeing from the heart, there then remains consciously that there is only the presence that is there. Mind is set aside. It's over on the bench. It's been benched for a while. Okay. So there's no adjectives, comments, ideas, thoughts, opinions, concepts. All of that, we're empty of all of that. So seeing with the heart, the recognition is there is only the presence that is here. I am aware of being present. This is the oneness that so many are seeking for. There's only the one reality. Consciousness in expression. So what is present? Consciousness. What is consciousness? I am. While you alone are in expression, in all, you are never the object. You are never a this or a that. As you look from the heart. You are that which is everywhere. Are in what appears to be happiness or what appears to be suffering, because those are labels. And since you are the everywhere, cannot be apart from the all. That would be like having waves apart from the ocean, or a gold bracelet apart from the gold, or the pottery separate from the clay, or the substance, the source. There can be no life apart from you. Take a nice breath. Working you hard this morning. Take a breath. Follow it in and follow it out. All right, a nice breath. Okay. Comments? Have some comments this morning, or
Mary,
yes, good morning, love.
I so deeply appreciate what you're pointing us to.
Thank you.
I really mean it.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I feel like you're bringing me back home to and showing me the way to these very delicate seeing or unseeing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're right. It is kind of an unseeing. You have to unsee to see.
Yeah, it's like unraveling me.
Any questions out there? Okay. Well, if we have no questions, we can just call this one finished for today and practice, practice, practice. Take a breath, dear one, and let us pray. Most beloved self, I am ever the unchanging awareness. I am forever free. I am without birth or death. I am forever free. Confusion and doubt find no place in me. I am forever free. Thank you, beloved self, that it is so. Amen. Shante. Namaste.